starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
There was celebration in the Lebanese city of Sidon after United States President Donald Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire with Israel.
And that'll be great. And there'll be meetings probably coming to the White House over the next 4 or 5 days.
Happy anniversary.
And that'll be the first time they've met in 44 years.
The temporary truce, which came into effect this morning, has been welcomed by Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam. He said on social media it had been a key Lebanese demand during recent ambassador-level discussions in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has also accepted the ceasefire.
This balance has changed in such a way that we have begun to receive calls from Lebanon in the past month to hold direct peace talks between us and them, something that had not happened for more than 40 years. I agreed to this call, and I agreed for a pause, or more precisely, a temporary ceasefire for 10 days, in order to try to advance the agreement that we began to discuss with the ambassadors' meeting in Washington.
Hezbollah parliamentarian Ibrahim al-Massawi has said the militant group will cautiously adhere to the ceasefire if Israel stops its attacks. Whether Hezbollah disarms will be a key issue in upcoming talks, with Israel indicating this remains a precondition for longer-term peace. The Israeli occupation of a so-called security buffer in southern Lebanon will also likely be a key issue. Benjamin Netanyahu says a 10-kilometer buffer will remain in place throughout the truce. Israel's ambassador to the UN is Danny Danon.
We will have to follow very carefully what's happening on the ground, and if we will feel threatened, we will react. You know, we are not going anywhere. We are holding our positions.
Hezbollah has said in a statement that any ceasefire must be comprehensive across all Lebanese territory and must not allow the Israeli enemy any freedom of movement.
And we all know that, you know, the problem is not with the Lebanese government. The problem is with Hezbollah. And it will be challenging. We believe in direct negotiation with Lebanon, but we are aware of the complexity that you deal with the Lebanese government, but Hezbollah, they don't take orders from the Lebanese government. They take orders from Iran. We know it's complex, but we are willing to give it a try.
The Lebanese army has already reported violations of the ceasefire by the Israeli army, including intermittent shelling of villages in the country's south. Israel has flattened whole towns in the south, using tactics reminiscent of the conflict in Gaza, and been criticized for the alleged illegal use of white phosphorus. Lebanese authorities say Israel has killed more than 2,000 people and displaced over 1 million since hostilities with Hezbollah resumed in March. With the ceasefire now in force, displaced resident Ibrahim Mati says he plans to return to his home in Beirut's southern suburbs.
Of course, we are the people that die here, and of course we want to return. Of course, for us it's easier than it is for the people of the south, the southern community, or the Bekaa. We are from Dahir, so it's easy for us to set up a tent and stay there.
How long internally displaced Lebanese citizens like Mr. Mati will be able to stay in Beirut, let alone areas further south, remains to be seen. And whether this ceasefire holds could have enormous repercussions across the region as the US and Iran look to progress broader peace talks. Disagreement over whether Lebanon was included in the ceasefire between Iran, Israel and the United States had been a barrier to a permanent deal. Now Donald Trump has suggested on social media a second round of in-person talks could take place in Pakistan over the weekend.
I would go to Pakistan, yeah. Pakistan has been great. They've been so good. Islamabad, I might go. Yeah. If the deal is signed in Islamabad, I might go. The field marshal has been great. The prime minister has been really great in Pakistan. So I might go. They want me.
The people of southern Lebanon want to go back to what's left of their villages, which will likely be harder after Israel reportedly destroyed the last bridge crossing the Litani River. In Kazmiya, southern Lebanon, work has already begun to repair this damaged bridge. In a sign of the fragile hope this ceasefire offers. T. Mitchell, SBS News.